Sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again.
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Leading medical groups say that dozens of large studies over decades have never found that acetaminophen, the key ingredient in Tylenol, causes autism. But President Trump announced Monday the FDA is notifying doctors that pregnant women should not take Tylenol because of an increased risk of autism. He said that these women should be urged only to use Tylenol for medical issues like an extreme fever.
It's a small number of cases, I think. But if you can't tough it out, if you can't do it, that's what you're going to have to do. You'll take a Tylenol, but it'll be very sparingly.
Today, the president will speak at the United Nations. The White House says his speech will focus on the negative impacts of global institutions. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs say he should be sentenced to no more than 14 months in prison for his conviction on prostitution charges. His lawyers say he should go home to his family after his acquittal on more serious sex charges. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. October down 35 to 1683. November down 45 to 1627. December down 40 to 1666. January down 14 at 1676. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3/4 to 163 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 4 to 161. 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 to 176 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 114 and a half. 4 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 64 even. No trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets Monday as the positive cattle on feed report helping to support both live and feeder cattle markets along with higher box beef prices and also a lower cattle inventory. The hog markets also closed mostly higher as pork cutout values were higher to start the week, and that helped to support the market. October live cattle up 357 to 237.15. September feeder cattle up 357 to 362.72. October hogs up 82 cents to 98.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat lower. Corn markets were lower due to spillover pressure from soybeans, along with the increasing harvest pressure that's on the way. Soybeans up mostly lower due to broad product weakness and continued concerns about the trade between the U.S. and China, along with harvest pressure starting to pick up. Wheat markets mostly lower as well. Open weather on the plains should help winter wheat planting progress, along with warmer temperatures to boost early emergence. Mativ wheat prices also lower, and that pressured the market. December corn down 2 1/4 to 421 3/4. November beans down 14 1/2 to 10.11. And December wheat down 11 3/4 to 510 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local bids from Monday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 4 even. Cash and October beans 901, December 911, new crop 26, 951. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 367 3/4, October, November 371 3/4, December 376 3/4. Pilgrims, Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 376, October 370, December 375. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, at cash and new crop corn 366, cash and new crop beans 926. Allied Cooperative, Blair, cash corn 372, new crop 26, 410, cash beans 909, new crop 26, 970. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 377, October, November 374, new crop 26, 414. Cash beans at 922, October, November 917, and new crop 26 at 10 even. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 364, new crop at 368, cash beans 929, new crop also at 929. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 247. Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222. Market cows 128 to 163. Bulls 165 to 204. Calves 500 to 1660. Beef steers at 258 to 655. Holstein steers 249 to 520. Sheep markets, light lambs 360 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 300 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid 70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up. Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance. Living made. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got
America.
Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Tracy Byrd and Big Love here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s across the region this morning. Things are drying out and we have very quiet weather really through Sunday. And we'll have more on that with our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Also next hour, Todd Gleason is in. The evolution of the soybean crush. Todd's going to be talking about that in our newsmaker segment. That's coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, proven G3's three modes of action, feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Peterson Farm Brothers continue to sing the story of agriculture. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at WorldDairyExpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Kendall and Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers, they really aren't brothers, rose to fame in 2012 with their viral parody video, I'm Farming and I Grow It, a twist on the hit song. Now, since then, they've continued to use social media to bridge the gap between farmers and consumers through music videos and educational content.
Yeah, we try to showcase what everyday life is like on the farm, and our videos definitely have a theme to them. The music videos more show, you know, the fun parts of farming and being in agriculture, but we have a lot of day-in-the-life videos that showcase more of the highs and lows and the challenges with lower crop prices or animal health or something like that. So we do try to show every bit of agriculture that we can on our farm.
Greg Peterson says they live what they sing.
When we got started in 2012, we were farming about 1,000 acres, but we're up to about 3,000 now, and then we custom farm another 1,000 on top of that, or custom harvest, custom plant harvest. But our cattle side of the operation has stayed relatively the same. We back around about 1,000 head of feeder cattle, but Kendall's expanded the cow-calf herd quite a bit. Kendall's more in charge of the livestock side of things. Nathan's more in charge of the cropping agronomy side. And then I kind of head up all of our social media stuff. And then Dad's the overseer of the farm still.
Kendall adds that they are ag-vocates, sharing the story of agriculture through their music.
Getting to travel around to farm shows, FFA events, Farm Bureau events, so many different events. There's a real audience for people who are curious what is going on the farm. And kind of one of the jobs that we do is encouraging other people to tell their story of their farm to reach those people in their local communities.
Kendall and Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been bound to leave you. Waiting on that boat. I'm sure it's something I can't do if I can't leave you with a smile. I don't know how far I'll have to go till I'm sure those eyes won't cry. And in my with a bad goodbye,
goodbye, easier said than done, goodbye, there's no good when you're the one whose goodbye you swore would never come, and in my goodbye.
I'm still bound to leave you. I surely don't know how. My heart won't let me put you through what my mind said should happen now. Between where we are and one more try, and anyway I look, I've only seen that I can't leave you with a bad goodbye.
baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28. I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. A crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson, Money in the Bank here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s across the region this morning. Well, harvest is underway across the state. And for motorists, a reminder that tractors and other implements of husbandry are allowed to operate on Wisconsin roadways. Now, fall harvest time can also be one of the busiest and most dangerous seasons of the year for everyone involved in agriculture. And all this week, of course, it's National Farm Safety and Health Week. And this year's theme, safety first, avoid the worst. And a reminder that roadway crashes are one of the leading causes of injuries and deaths in agriculture. So farmers, make sure that all of the lights are working on your equipment. All of the slow-moving vehicle signs are also working on the equipment as well. Motorists, remember, it's illegal to pass farm equipment in no-passing zones, regardless of that tractor's speed. Just sit back, enjoy the view of all of the pretty trees, and wait until you're in a legal passing zone and you can safely pass as well. And farmers, remember, never signal or encourage drivers to pass in no passing zones as well. You know, pull over only if the road's shoulder is wide and stable enough to move completely onto the lane of traffic. So let's all be careful out there during the fall harvest. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Last week, the U.S. Senate confirmed three new undersecretaries at the Department of Agriculture. The confirmations come amidst growing complaints from farm groups about short-staffed county offices and slow responses from Washington. Lawmakers hope these approvals will spur quicker action at the agency.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Yes, Congress confirmed three new leaders to the USDA last week, and the confirmations have been celebrated by farm groups across the country. The first confirmed was Richard Fordyce as the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Fordyce is a fourth-generation farmer from Bethany, Missouri, who has raised corn, soybeans, and cattle while serving in leadership roles at both state and the federal level. In his new role, Fordyce will oversee the Farm Service Agency and the Risk Management Agency, in addition to the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Those agencies are the front lines for crop insurance, disaster relief, and conservation programs, and his farm background is expected to play well with producers who depend on timely decisions from those offices. Also approved was Dudley Hoskins to serve as Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Hoskins has years of experience in agricultural policy and regulatory affairs, and from this office, he will supervise the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and other agencies that look after U.S. crops and livestock to protect against pests and diseases. They also set the grading standards for crops and keep markets open for American farm goods. With exports representing a quarter of U.S. farm income, the work in this mission area is critical going forward. The Senate also confirmed Dr. Scott Hutchins as the Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Hutchins has spent his career in the world of ag research and education, and he now oversees the Ag Research Service, the Economic Research Service, the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, and the National Agricultural Statistics Service. These agencies work to provide the science, extension data, and details that farmers and ranchers can use in their day-to-day operations to help make investment decisions. Even with these confirmations, the department is not yet at full strength. The post of Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment remains unfilled, and for Rural Development, which directs key housing and infrastructure programs in small towns, the nominee is Glenn Smith, though he has not yet been confirmed by the Senate.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
With three more of its mission leaders now confirmed, farm and ranch groups are hoping the U.S. Department of Agriculture will be able to respond more quickly to the challenges of the farm economy in 2025. We'll continue to watch for those three additional confirmations at the agency in the weeks ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country. Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Wisconsin had 5.7 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 21st. That, according to USDA, topsoil moisture condition was at 76% adequate and 3% surplus. Corn reaching the dough stage or beyond was at 97%, and corn fields were 82% dented. Corn was 28% mature. Now, corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Corn silage was 41% harvested. Soybeans coloring, 82%. 46% of soybean fields were dropping leaves. Soybean condition was rated at 80% good to excellent. Potatoes were 65% harvested. Winter wheat was 29% seeded. Winter wheat emergence at 10%. Fourth cutting of alfalfa hay, 85% complete. And pasture and range condition was rated at 63% good to excellent. Cattle and calves on feed for the processing market in the U.S. for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.1 million head as of September 1st. That level was near pre-report trade predictions and 1% below the September 2024 figure. Farm Journal's Ag Web said that the September report shows historically tight U.S. supplies, but may also show farmers are starting to retain a few heifers in the American cattle herd. State-by-state reports showed that some higher numbers, including Texas at 91% compared to last year, Oklahoma at 95%, while Kansas at 103%. Placements in feedlots during August totaled 1.78 million head, 10% below last year. Net placements were at 1.73 million head. USDA has terminated future household food security reports. The agency says the redundant, costly, politicized, and extraneous studies do nothing more than fearmonger. The study was initially created by the Clinton administration as a means to support the increase of SNAP eligibility and benefit allotments. USDA said that for 30 years, this study failed to present anything more than subjective liberal fodder. Trends in the prevalence of food insecurity have remained virtually unchanged, regardless of a more than 87% increase in SNAP spending between 2019 and 2023, the agency said in a release. About 2.4 million fewer Americans, including families with children, are predicted to receive food stamp benefits every month after lawmakers expanded work requirements for some parents, older SNAP enrollees, and others. And according to the congressional budget analysis done in August, recipients will see their assistance shrink as food banks cope with increased demand. The Dairy Checkoff has introduced Smart Swaps, a dairy-focused initiative designed to help schools meet evolving nutrition standards and student expectations. The farmer-founded National Dairy Council created Smart Swaps, which helps school nutrition professionals to include dairy in breakfast menus and adapt to evolving meal standards. Program will offer training resources along with kid-approved breakfast recipes featuring dairy. Mexico's National Health Service confirmed a new case of New World screwworm less than 70 miles from the border between Mexico and the U.S. USDA says this is the farthest north the screwworm has advanced in Mexico during the current outbreak and is the most threatening to the American livestock industry. The location of the outbreak is on a major highway between Monterrey, Mexico and Laredo, Texas. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the news is deeply concerning. The speed that the screwworm has moved through Mexico is a reminder that this pest poses a critical and urgent threat to American cattle producers, he said. We appreciate USDA's investment in resources to protect American agriculture and FDA's work to authorize emergency treatments for screwworm and look forward to additional product approvals, he said. He also said it's time to expedite the construction of a new sterile fly facility. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Some patchy fog possible again tonight with lows in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Someday I'm gonna be famous. Do I have talent? Well, no. These days you don't really need it. Thanks to reality shows. Can't wait to date a supermodel. Can't wait to sue my dad. Can't wait to wreck a Ferrari. On my way to rehab. Cause when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. You can act just like a fool. People think you're cool. Just cause you're on TV. I can throw a major fit when my latte isn't just how I like it. They say I've gone insane. I'll blame it on the fame, the pressures that go with being a celebrity.
to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I'll get community service no matter which law I break. I'll make the supermarket tabloids. They'll write some awful stuff. But the more they run my name down, the more my price goes up. Cause when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think it cool just cause you're on TV. And I can fall in and out of love, have marriages that bear. Just so tough being a celebrity. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be a real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood, here we come.
Not just promise.